Ich bin Jörg Beck, 1923 in Berlin geboren, als Halbjude geboren.
I am Gerd Beck. I was born in Berlin in 1923 as a half-Jew. I had a sheltered childhood until Hitler came to power and the persecution started. For me, they started at school. All of a sudden, I, as a Jew and a homosexual, found myself a victim of Hitler's crusade against Jewry. I had to leave school because of my status, and as Jews weren't allowed to take on apprenticeships, I went to work in a shop, a clothing shop. During that time, I only had loose relationships with some Jewish neighbors, but they were erotic encounters rather than the proper sexual ones I was longing for. I used to live in the district of Alexanderplatz. In those days, it was very loud and colorful, a mad place. There you would find pretty down-market gay bars. But even if Hitler hadn't been in power, I wouldn't have frequented them. Gay life did exist in the Nazi years, there is no doubt about that. In the early years, definitely. But also later, during the war. The Nazis even had their own gay clubs, sometimes even clubs reserved for high-ranking SS officers.
Eines Abends besuchte ich meine einzige große Liebe.
One evening, I went to visit my only great love until today, Manfred. We had promised each other to go into hiding, to evade the transports to the east. I came to his apartment, and there was his brother. There were two brothers, actually. And one said, "No, Manfred isn't here. He's in the camp with our parents. We are going too, tomorrow morning." All night I tried to think, what can I do? How can I get him out of there? The next morning, I went to his German employer. They were renovating flats that had been damaged during the bombings, and Manfred had been helping them paint. I said to his boss, "Have you heard? Manfred has been taken away." "That's sabotage," he said. "We need him. He's got all the keys for the flats." He asked me if I had the courage to go there and get Manfred. I said I did. He lent me his son's Hitler Youth uniform, and I set off. It's an event I describe in the book I've written about my youth in Nazi Germany.
"Heil Hitler," I marched in and said to the next guard, "I want to speak to the Obersturmbannführer. The Jew, Manfred Israel Levin, has been here since yesterday. He worked for us, and now he's sabotaging our business. He's kept the keys for several flats that we're renovating. My father sent me to pick him up so we can get on with our work." Manfred was brought out. When he saw me, his eyes twitched. The SS guard had already turned away. For him, the matter was closed. "But you'll bring him back, won't you?" he added. "What should I want with a Jew?" I answered.
Und wir gehen aus dem Tor raus in die große Hamburger Straße.
And we go out of the door into Große Hamburger Straße, and we are free. I say to Manfred, "You are free. Now we can go to the uncle who has promised us the flat." I gave him 20 marks as well, which was a lot of money then. He took the money, but didn't say anything. We didn't go further than 20 yards. He stopped and said, "Gerd, I can't go with you. I will never be free. If I leave my parents now, I'm the only healthy man in the family. Gerd, I can't." He turned around and walked back. This was the moment about which I can now say that's when I finally grew up.
Das war für mich der Moment, wo ich heute sagen kann, da bin ich erwachsen geworden.